So I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. This is Platinum Health Products. We get together every Wednesday night, same time, same place, to talk about different products, to talk about different health challenges, to just make information that Dave and I find useful available and to pass it on to you, because really we believe wholeheartedly in the concept that knowledge is power, and if we know something, we want to share it so we can all have that power to make better decisions about our and our family's health and well-being. So my name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're lucky, very lucky, to have with us every week on the phone with us David Sandoval. He's an author of the Green Foods Bible. I hope everyone has checked out that book. It's awesome reading, very educational. He's a lecturer. He's a very motivational speaker, and he just has tons and tons of knowledge that he has gathered over the years, and we're just really lucky to have him as an asset with Platinum Health Products that he can share with us each and every week. So thanks, Dave, so much for taking time out and being with us.
Well, it definitely is, I think, one of the most important aspects of Platinum Health Products is that we are focused on education. And through that education, I think that people can not only learn, but they could learn to share. And I think it's great. By us sharing, we could inspire other people to share, and the knowledge that we share should be helpful and beneficial in people's lives. It's definitely worthwhile, the time that we spend here on Wednesdays. I appreciate those people who take time out of their lives to be with us, and that includes you, of course, as you're here each and every Wednesday, and I know that you have a busy life, and so we have much appreciation as we come here together, as I say, with like-minded and well-intentioned people, and that may sound a little bit corny, but it's exactly how I feel, and so I don't mind repeating it, and I like being around like-minded and well-intentioned people, because together we will and we have changed the world one person at a time, and many times in a much more profound way. So thank you all for that, and I'm ready to get started. I'm wound up and ready to go.
Awesome. Well, the subject of tonight's call is about our tropic oil, and tropic oil is one of the products in the Platinum Health line. It's categorized as a whole food nutritional supplement, and we've had it from the very beginning. It was one of the cornerstones of our product line. And it's kind of funny because I know a lot about green foods. I know a lot about cherry. I know a lot about, I have my favorite products that I use regularly. And I use the tropic oil, but I have to honestly admit that I don't know that much about it, what it does, like, physiologically for the body. I know it tastes good, and I like it in my oatmeal, but I'm just as interested as everybody is that's listening tonight to get the questions that we've prepared answered, and it will just make me probably feel a little better about what I'm already doing. So let's go ahead and get started, and let's tell everybody, Dave, what exactly is tropic oil? We call it tropic oil in our Platinum Health line of products, but it is pure extra virgin organic coconut oil is its kind of subtitle. And so why don't you break that down for us? Why don't you tell us what each one of those descriptors mean and what that translates into?
Well, yeah, I guess it really is a premium product. And the you said the subtitle will illustrate that. Pure, it means it's all that's in there, no preservatives. Virgin, that would mean
Actually, it is extra virgin.
it's the first pressing, and after the first pressing, it's the lightest part of the first pressing. And so that's the extra virgin quality. Organic clearly means that it is prepared by a standard that's been established that means that there cannot be any chemicals, there cannot be any irradiation, there cannot be any preservatives or additives in there that and so it is organic, which means it is free of chemicals in every way, and non-irradiated, non-GMO. And then ours is raw, and that's something that isn't in the title. Ours is completely raw, and that means it is cold processed and cold filled, and we'll talk more about that later. So pure virgin organic coconut oil that is extracted and prepared raw is what's in the glass jar if you buy the 16 ounce of coconut oil. And so it is sort of tropic oil is the name that we came up with because it is a tropical oil, and we just thought it would be cute.
Exactly. And I just want to mention to all the listeners, when we say organic, we don't use that term lightly. Platinum Health Products is certified organic. We pay thousands of dollars to have third-party overseers come in and check out and audit our facilities anytime they wish. And it's a very stringent process, and there's been a lot of stuff out there where people say, oh, organic this and organic that are made with organic this and that. But that is not what's happening here. This is 100% organic product made in a certified organic facility. So when Platinum Health product says something is organic, we can stand behind that all the way. We put the USDA seal on it to certify that it is completely and 100% organic.
And absolutely. So that's what tropic oil is. It's pure virgin organic coconut oil.
Awesome. And we keep saying virgin. Isn't it extra virgin?
Yeah, but I'm sorry. It's too many words.
Okay, no problem. Pure extra virgin organic raw coconut oil. So why don't you tell us how this pure extra virgin raw organic coconut oil is made? You alluded to some of the processing a moment ago. Why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Another reason we called it tropic oil.
Exactly.
First of all, traditionally, coconut oil was made by boiling coconuts. And as the oil, what they would do is take the meat from the coconuts and they would boil it and or chemically extract the oil from the meat. And I want to make it clear that that's not the way that this is done. And there are some cheap coconut oils on the market that are not as efficacious. They're not as good for you when they're prepared in that way, for sure. But this is made through using not only the coconut meat, but also the coconut milk. And they take the meat and the milk, and they make a paste of it, and then they put that paste into a centrifuge, and the oil is removed through centrifugal force. And that's how we get the product that we have. This is done without heating, without boiling, without chemicals. And
exactly.
So that's the way that it's extracted. It's then put into 55-gallon, very, very high-quality food-grade drums, and it is shipped to us directly from the organic farms where it's extracted. So that's what it is, and that's how it is made.
Well, and then once it arrives here in California, once it arrives at our facility in the 55-gallon drums, do you want to walk us through the special care that Platinum Health Products takes in the bottling process?
Yeah, we'll go through that, and then we'll explain why it's important later in the call. But these drums, the important point to note that these drums are going to be solid because they'll be kept at a temperature that's lower than 77 degrees. And so when the oil is less than 77 degrees, it's solid. It looks like beeswax. It's very opaque.
Opaque, yeah.
However, at just raise the temperature 4 degrees, it is completely clear and see-through, with the exception of a little bit of sediment that comes from, from the coconuts themselves. And so the beautiful part is that we will actually take that barrel and we tap into the, there's a method of tapping into it, and it has a valve on it, and then we will heat up the oil just the 4 degrees necessary to cause it to melt, which still keeps it at less than 80 degrees. And then we fill the bottles one by one by hand. And this is really important that we take that care, and I'll explain why it's so important again later in the call.
Exactly, and we can compare that to some of the other products on the market that are mass-produced in this kind of furnace or oven kind of thing, where they put 1 to 4 or 10 barrels in this big, huge oven at a time, heat them all up, and it's poured hot. And so, as we'll talk about a little bit later, that definitely can change the characteristic and change the quality of the oil. So we want to assure you that these are done by hand, and they're done at a very low temperature without you know, causing any problems to the phytochemistry of the coconut oil.
Correct.
So let's talk about why we would want to use coconut oil. Say, oh, is this just a food? Is it just like, you know, I hear I should eat pomegranates, or I hear I should eat blueberries? Is this just another thing like that? Like, tell us a little bit why we need it, why we should incorporate it in our nutritional supplement regimen.
Well, it actually is another thing like pomegranates or blueberries. These are things that we had sort of, you know, not really thought much about for years. Pomegranates were the fruit we never ate, and blueberries were something we cooked into muffins
or pancakes.
And pancakes. But once you cook blueberries, what's in them is no longer good. You know what I mean?
You lose a lot of the benefit, right?
Yeah. So the difference is that coconut oil has not been subsequently recognized by the medical community the way that blueberries and pomegranates have as being beneficial to the body. We are in the process of re-educating the medical community, just as we had to re-educate the medical community that hydrogenated oils were bad, that margarine was not good for us, despite the fact that the Surgeon General himself said it was. So sometimes we're in the midst of an educational or re-educational process of the medical community, and we're in the process of doing that now with coconut oil. So coconut oil is fantastic for the human body. And I'll give you my 5 top reasons why coconut oil is fantastic for the human body. Number 1, coconut oil is a medium-chain triglyceride, which means that once it's in the body, it becomes energy for the body very quickly. So it's a high-energy food. Number 2, coconut oil will never cause your body to have cholesterol. Coconut oil does not become cholesterol or LDL. Number 3, coconut oil does not cause blood platelet stickiness. In other words, it doesn't ever cause your blood to thicken. Number 4, coconut oil actually helps you to lose weight. And number 5, coconut oil actually allows you to have fewer calories in your diet because it is what I call the low-fat fat. And I'll go to a B and C, group 2, coconut oil when consumed raw. All of the above is true when using it in cooking. Coconut oil replaces all of your other cooking oils and is much safer and has far less, in fact, it has no detrimental effect on your body, unlike other cooking oils, which all have some detrimental effect on your body. Coconut oil is one of a very short list of oils that can safely be cooked with, and it is my favorite oil to cook with. Now, when you eat it raw, however, and this is important to note because many people want the benefits that I'm about to talk about, when you eat coconut oil raw, you actually get a stimulation of the thyroid, and many people's thyroids are understimulated, and thus they're putting on weight. It also helps eliminate parasites, so it is anti-parasitic. And lastly, well, perhaps not lastly, but the third most important thing about the benefits of having raw, virgin, extra virgin, organic coconut oil is that it boosts the immune system the same as mother's milk does, the same as the lipids in mother's milk that is called monolaurin. And monolaurin is derived from lauric acid, and lauric acid stimulates the immune function of your young child. And thus, it is very important for pregnant women to use coconut oil in their diet so that their bodies will produce more lauric acid and more monolaurin in their breast milk. So when their children eat or drink the breast milk, that they will have a lifetime of increased immunity against viruses, bacteria, protozoa, yeast, mold, and all those little things that grow in the body. And, of course, coconut oil is antifungal, antiviral, anti-yeast, and things when it is raw. And so there's a lot of benefits to coconut oil when it's not cooked. And that's why what Amy was alluding to, and what I will elaborate on now, is that we go through great care to purchase from a raw coconut oil supplier, and then we go through great care to deliver that raw coconut oil to you. Other companies will go through the process of buying raw coconut oil from the supplier, as we do, but then in the expediency of manufacturing, they don't even know when they send that coconut oil to the bottler that that bottler has to heat up the coconut oil in order to put it into its mass production filling machine. We take the care to fill every bottle one by one. And yes, we will and can continue to do that, even if we sell thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles, because that's what we're dedicated to. And the product is not the same, will not be the same for you if we don't do it that way.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like what you're describing is this is an incredibly functional food. I mean, there
you it is. I mean, for example, if you take any of the alternative cooking oils, even olive oil, like most people are using a number like canola oil, no way. Corn
right.
oil, no way.
Peanut
even
oil.
Sunflower oil is not that stable. Safflower oil, not stable.
Yeah, a lot of people are using peanut oil, cottonseed oil. I mean, you know,
yeah.
when you just go by to the grocery store and you buy vegetable oil.
That's what you get. So the bottom line is coconut oil, Amy, is different than, I mean, it has this really unique place in chemistry. And I know you've got more questions, and I think one of them will probably lead me to explain this. Not going to get ahead. Going to turn the mic back over to you so you can get back to your list of questions, because you know that I could just keep going on and on extolling the virtues of coconut oil. And again, as a cooking oil, it is phenomenal. You could use it for just about everything, and you're going to elaborate that on that later in the show or later in the call. So what's next on your list of questions? Because I know you were really curious about
Well, when you read a label, it says it's a saturated fat. And when you read articles in magazines or different, you know, nutritional things, they're saying saturated fat is bad and that we should avoid saturated fat. So that sounds like it's a little bit in conflict. So what is your take or what is the position on saturated fat and coconut oil?
Well, my position is that we have black and we have white, but we fail to recognize that gray exists. And what I mean by that is a saturated fat. First, let's imagine all fat, it comes in groups of threes, okay? And so when you have three potential bonds in an animal, all three of those fat bonds are filled by fat. So you have a saturated fat. You got three out of three. That's saturated. The car's full, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's considered saturated. Now, in a vegetable oil, only one of the three potential fat bonds has been filled with fat. And so they call that a monounsaturated fat, and they call the other a polyunsaturated fat, one versus many, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what science sees, one or more than one.
Right.
And so unfortunately what they don't see, and I want everybody to imagine a triangle, okay? Now imagine when every one of the triangles, draw a circle on the tip of every triangle. That's saturated. Now, when something like your body goes to digest that fat, it has a really hard time. It's like a dog with three heads.
Uh-oh.
You know, I mean, pretty hard to attack that dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get behind it for sure. So the bottom line is that when you have a vegetable oil that has one fat, well, it's really easy for the body to digest that. In fact, it's really easy for nature to digest that, because those other two fat bonds are like open doors.
Right.
Oxygen and enzymes can attach them to that and just easily oxidize or digest that fat, depending upon, you know, the position. Unfortunately, typically, that vegetable oil would rancify. It would oxidize. Oxygen would quickly occupy those two extra points. Okay? Now, here's the thing. With coconut oil, only two of the points on that triangle are covered or have fat attached to them. And so because of that, your body could easily come and divide that fat and burn it as energy. And it doesn't rancify. It's almost impossible for that fat to be attacked by oxygen because it's always outnumbered by fat 2-1. The oxygen could only be one part, the fat will be two parts, and thus the oxygen can't rancify it. When you have a vegetable oil, the oxygen is 2 and the fat is 1, so it rancifies very quickly. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, right.
Here's the problem. So coconut oil is a perfect fat because it allows itself to be digested by opening the door to the enzymes that trigger fat digestion.
But it doesn't
allow itself to oxidize because it doesn't have two doors open, which are necessary for oxygen to rancify it. Okay? So here's the problem, Amy. Science hasn't caught up enough to what's called a medium-chain triglyceride. A medium-chain triglyceride is not a vegetable oil in its form because it doesn't have one fat bond. It's not an animal fat, which is a saturated fat because it doesn't have
three.
Exactly.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, and it's in a beautiful place in the middle because of the way it is. It is far more stable than any other vegetable oil, and form follows function, right, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a coconut is sitting in a tree in the tropics for 365 days getting 140 degrees.
Right. Mother Nature has put something into that so it doesn't rot up there, so it doesn't oxidize, so it doesn't rancify.
Exactly. So it created an amazing thing called a medium-chain triglyceride that, yes, it's a vegetable oil, has all the amazing benefits to the body of not being, you know, it's a beneficial fat. But it's stable. You could cook with it. You could raise it to a high heat without it turning into a trans fat.
Mm-hmm.
And because it has all these amazing things, it's in the tropics. It gets wet. It rains. So it has all these amazing chemicals that fight against funguses and virus and mold. And you know what I mean?
Right.
It is the coconut's protection from all that stuff, from birds that poop on it. Those are bacteria and viruses.
Exactly.
From the mold and fungus that grow from the rain, you know, and the yeast. So this oil is the natural protection. Form follows function. You follow what it does in nature, and you imitate what your body needs. You find what it is in nature that delivers what your body needs. It really is that simple. Coconut oil is fantastic, not because we want it to be. It's fantastic because it had to be to protect itself.
To protect itself.
Right.
Exactly. Well, we've touched a little bit on the benefits. Like, you've talked about thyroid. You just talked about it being antifungal, antibacterial. Why don't we just recap some of the health benefits that you could, or why you would want to, you know, take it again, just real quick.
Well, number one is because you're like me, and at some point in your lifetime, you ate fried food, and then maybe, if you're like me, you made a decision years ago that wasn't going to fly, that it just wasn't good for your body, that it was, you know, it was going to cause you to have heart disease and obesity and high cholesterol and, you know, and you know, decaying stuff in your body that was just really nasty. So you just decided that fried food's out. Well, the beautiful thing is with coconut oil, fried food is back. You could actually have healthy fried food, seriously. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. So that's a beautiful thing about coconut oil. It will not turn into cholesterol. It does not cause blood platelet stickiness, and you use a lot less of it. Less of it sticks to the food, and thus you have fewer calories. But here's the best part, Amy, my favoritest part, if that's a word, my
most favorite
part, is that coconut oil starts a fat-burning metabolic process within the body. So let's say this. Imagine that you have some fat in your body that you just can't burn, right? It's just always there.
Right.
These are like big logs that no matter how much you hold the match to them, they're not going to light.
They just won't ignite.
Right? Well, then imagine coconut oil is like twigs and little branches. And you put that underneath the log, and that's coconut oil. And you light the twigs and little branches, and they create a fire that's hot enough to stimulate
the big log.
Big log to start burning.
Right.
And I know that sounds corny, but that's exactly what coconut oil does. So your body is going to take energy from a certain area. It'll be glucose, or it'll be glycogen, or it'll be fat.
Mm-hmm.
And when your body starts using fat as an energy source, it wants to keep using fat as an energy source. So you use coconut oil in small amounts, like a tablespoon, maybe if you're a big person, 2 tablespoons a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your body burns that up quickly and then just as quickly starts asking your body for more fat, and your body quickly delivers it.
Exactly. Wow. I love that explanation. That really puts it into perspective. Absolutely, because, you can just see that campfire burning with that huge log and that kindling that, you get that started and then it ignites the, the big piece.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
It really is a cool sort of a trick of nature that, it's one of those secrets, of nature that we could all benefit from that knowledge and from that secret. And, so coconut oil is great for helping us to burn fat. Now, coconut oil also does a couple more things. Like I said, coconut oil helps our body to, and now on the raw side, that's when you cook it. When you cook with it, you're going to lose weight, and you're not going to get, it's not going to affect your cholesterol and your blood platelet stickiness and plaque and all of that. So that's a beautiful thing. That's one reason we like coconut oil. But you know that I like people to take at least 1 or 2 teaspoons a day raw.
Exactly. And so why don't we get into that for just a moment?
Well, wait.
Oh, sorry.
I want to tell a story.
Is this okay?
You know what story I want to tell?
The cow story?
The cow story. Is now a good time, or should I wait?
No, that's perfect.
Okay. Well, you see, there was a time when coconut oil was used for everything in the United States. And the people who were growing soybeans and corn in the United States, they were selling a lot of soybean meal and a lot of corn meal because that was used in bread and muffins and things like that, and as filler, things like that. So The problem is, in order to make the corn, the meal, they had to squeeze oil out of it.
Okay.
And when they squeezed the oil out of it, they're sitting around with all this corn oil and all of this soybean oil, all this cottonseed oil, and they had to throw it away. Because nobody was buying it. And the reason they weren't buying it was because Americans had been using coconut oil. So they said, well, let's bottle our vegetable oil and we'll sell it to people and, we'll just sell it at a real low price because we got so much of it. We'll just get the coconut oil out of business. So they did that, but the problem was that people quickly returned the oil because it rancified. They said, I can't, this stuff, I put it on my shelf, I bought it, but it's bad already. And so they said, oh, bad. So they took it off the shelf, and then they went to their chemist, and they said, hey, our oil rancifies. How can we stop it from rancifying? And they said, well, the reason it rancifies is because it only has one fat bond. And the other two potential fat bonds are being attached to by oxygen, and it's quickly rancifying. What we're going to do is we're going to put hydrogen, which is heavier than oxygen, onto those bonds, and thus the oxygen cannot displace the hydrogen, and so the fat will never rancify.
Ah, so the birth of hydrogenated oils.
Thus the birth of hydrogenated oils, exactly. Well, so then they went out and they said, wait, this isn't enough. So then they paid the AMNA and everybody else they could buy off. I hate to put it that way, I'm just joking. Then they went out and they convinced the medical community, with a lot of money for grants and such, I'm sure, that this new margarine was the answer, you know, to their dreams, you know, because it wasn't going to create cholesterol or obesity or anything like that. And so they said, this is what's going to save America from heart disease. Well, unfortunately, this is what took America directly into a 500% increase in heart disease.
Right.
So
now
the problem, the story is then, we're getting to the story, is that the cattle ranchers saw the price of coconut oil dropping dramatically. And they said, hey, we're trying to fatten up our cattle. This coconut oil is really cheap, and everybody in the news is saying that this coconut oil is what's responsible for Americans being fat. Why don't we
give it to our cows?
Give it to our cows.
We want our cows
Brilliant.
To be fat.
So they did.
And what happened to the cows? They weren't fat, huh?
The beautiful thing is, the fun thing is, for us, is that those cows became the skinniest little cows they ever ate.
Right, the leanest cows that they had.
They did. So coconut oil is the fat that helps you burn fat.
Right.
And our friendly cattle ranchers helped us to prove that. And this is a footnote in history.
Absolutely, that's funny. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about how the Platinum Health Products coconut oil differs from others on the market? Because you can find it on the internet. You can perhaps you might have seen it in your health food or high-end grocery store.
Well, it's all about the hand filling, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other coconut oils that are bought from the exact same farm that we buy ours from, and they are not nearly the same quality simply because of the way it's filled. And to my knowledge, we are the only hand-filled coconut oil on the market. And so if you're taking it for the raw benefits, which we'll get into in a minute, or we'll recap, I'll let you recap those, but if you're taking it for the raw benefits, then you got to buy ours. If you're taking it for just the benefit of cooking with it, then you could buy any one on the market that, you know, that you want, but I still believe you'd have a hard time getting a lower price than the one that we sell.
Absolutely. And again, remember, ours is certified organic. It's pure. It's extra virgin. And as Dave was emphasizing, it's raw and it's cold process. And that, mm-hmm. that makes a big, humongous difference.
It definitely does.
So how much of this coconut oil or tropic oil should we take a day?
I think that you use it as opposed to taking it, I think. But you use it like 1 tablespoon a day is about right. And I would maybe, you know, every other day I would take it raw. Like, you know, one day you could use it in cooking, the next day take it raw. But you have some awesome suggestions of how to use it raw but in warm food, don't you? I mean, that way you get the best of both worlds because, I mean, like I said, you could heat coconut oil up, you know, a little bit and not damage it because it's a tropical oil.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
What you don't want to do is you don't want to heat it to a point to where the monolaurin and the lauric acid go away. So you've got some, I think, some really awesome ideas that you shared with me before the show. Now, do you have it at your house all the time, Amy?
I do, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I do too. I have it like in 3 different rooms. I have it in the room I shave, I have it in the room I shower, and I have it in my kitchen.
Mhm. I have a bathroom one and I have a kitchen one.
So it definitely is very functional. And so let's talk more about that. Why don't you give your favorite uses?
Well, hold on a second. Why don't we talk about how we store it? And I bought the big one a while ago, and I probably don't cook with it as often as I should. So it's lasted me quite a while. And how would you recommend that that we all store it, especially like if you buy the big one and say that's going to last multiple months?
Well, I bought the big one, and then I transferred it into, like, I started out buying the little one.
Mm-hmm.
I had some of the glass jars I saved. So, like, I have my big one that I put into a couple of glass jars, and I just leave them, one underneath the sink and one on the cupboard, like, next to the stove.
So basically, just as long as your home is air-conditioned or it stays below the 77 degrees, like, you want to keep it in its solid state as you're storing it, and that will preserve it longer.
Correct.
And another question that had come up is it safe for kids to take?
It is absolutely safe for kids to take. It's a great energy food. It's great for parasites, like I said, boosts the immune system, so absolutely.
So just because we're talking about weight loss and fat burning, I mean, most kids, you know, well, nowadays we have a lot of obesity in our population of children, but a lot of kids, you know, don't need to lose weight, but it's absolutely fine for kids of all shapes and sizes and ages.
It only burns the excess fat you have.
That's true, absolutely. Okay, well, let's talk about some of those other uses. Like, people are probably wondering, what do you mean you have it in the bathroom? That's kind of weird. Well, I shave my legs with it, and it's like you get the closest shave you have ever had. And I know, Dave, you shave your face with it at times.
It takes just a little bit, too. That's the cool part. Like, if you just mix it with some hot water and get it, like, sort of in your hands, and you just really spread it around a lot.
Like a very thin film, exactly.
Very thin,
and
yeah.
You get a great shave. Just be careful you don't fall down in the shower. It does make the floor a little greasy or a little slick. Also, we've seen it heal wounds. There was one of our employees here had gotten in a car accident and had scrapes all over his face and was very worried about the scarring that it might leave. And he began to put the coconut oil, the tropical oil, on it multiple times a day. He does not have one scar. It healed amazingly. So there's all
this isn't just anybody, though. Who was it?
This is Marco, our microbiologist.
Correct. So, I mean, he has a... you know, scientific background. He observed every day. He took notes. He took pictures. It's really amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Also, we have recommended it, and I know you've used it for yourself, to put it in the bath water if you have dry skin. It's very therapeutic. We've also, it's part of, I believe, the eczema and psoriasis battle plans to use topically as well.
It is, and remember that it is something that we recommend that you put on toe fungus, nail fungus, and things of that nature as well. It is antifungal, antiviral,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing. We also recommend it as a douche and a marital aid because, again, it's antiviral, antifungal. It is lubricating, and, of course, it just absorbs right into the skin and doesn't. It actually has a beneficial as opposed to a detrimental effect that some of these other petroleum-based oils or things might have.
Absolutely. And so we have a lot of massage therapists that are using it in place of their typical massage oil as well. It makes a great massage oil.
Yeah, you mix it with essential oils, like you choose your essential oil that you want to use, whatever it might be. You fold it into the massage oil, and that way, as you use the massage oil, it is also helping the introduction of whatever essential oil that you're trying to get into the skin as well. It could also be mixed simply with fragrance if you want to have a little natural fragrance. Of course, if you want to have a little extra oomph to it, so you could use it as a face oil, and you massage therapists know what I'm talking about. And fold in whatever it is that you want.
Right, so there's many topical uses for it, and that's why we were saying we have a bottle in the bathroom or in the shower area. But then let's talk about food. I love food. And there's
take it away.
There's so many things. There's so many dishes that I would have never really thought to experiment with, but you can fry eggs with it, and it's amazing. Or you can scramble your eggs or make omelets with it instead of putting cooking spray or any other type of oil in the pan. My very favorite way to use it, and it's the way that I started using it, because I was a little skeptical several years ago about this. It's like, I don't want all my food tasting like coconut. Coconut is for blue snow cones. So it was oatmeal. If you take it and instead of putting butter on your oatmeal, if you put a little bit of this tropic oil on it, it is absolutely amazing and delicious. You can pop popcorn. And many of you, if you've come to any of our Snack and Sip socials, have actually tried this one. You can take popcorn and blow or pop the popcorn, drizzle the heated coconut oil over it, and then sprinkle spirulina. It's amazing. It's so good. You can, like as Dave was mentioning earlier, you can fry chicken. You can stir fry vegetables. You can make, like, say, baked French fries. We've done that before where you cut potato wedges and you spritz on the tropical and then bake them. Just so many things you can do. Also, the banana bread muffins or the banana muffins that we've made with the activated barley and the coconut oil are amazing. And what's great is when you're using it in cooking is that you don't have to use as much. You use about 10% less of the coconut oil as you would a regular vegetable oil. Isn't that right, Dave?
That's right, 10 to 15% less.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saving calories right there.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about eggs, we talked about oatmeal, we talked about baked goods, popcorn, fried chicken. Did I miss any of your favorites?
Well, you know that we make some desserts, we make some wonderful, I call it noklava. It tastes like a little bit like baklava. It's made with coconut oil and soaked almonds and some of our rice bran solubles. I also love the gravy that we make using the coconut oil. It's phenomenal. Gravy that helps you lose weight. How many people could give you that?
Right.
I love
healthy
the
gravy.
I love the So those are some of my favorites.
And there's recipes on the website. If you go to phporder.com, click on education, there's a recipe section. You can download the PDF, and that has the popcorn, that has the faux peanut butter, which is excellent. It's the rice bran solubles, the activated barley, and the coconut oil. It has the gravy, I believe, on the recipe sheet. So I encourage everyone to go check out the recipes and try some of these for yourself and your family. And I think you'll be really surprised because
I made Amy. I was with a person, and Amy was. She's across the street from me. We have a, and I was working on my side in research and development, and I made this chocolate macaroon, didn't I, Amy?
Oh my gosh, it was so good. So good.
And I gave Amy one little tiny piece, and as I was walking away, she goes, you can leave that here if you want.
Right, it's like, can I have some more? Don't take it away.
I don't believe it was ever seen again, truth be told.
I think I finished it.
There's just some amazing things. And we just made that up, you know. Had a girl in here from another company. She was trying to develop a raw dessert to use in restaurants and things like that. And we just whipped it up, and they're just like, I'm absolutely thrilled with it. So you could do that too. You could use these foods and make some amazing recipes for you and your family and share them with us. We'd love to hear what you come up with. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And when you are using it in the oatmeal, when you're using it, say on toast, you know, with jam, when you're using it, you know, spritzed on the popcorn, that is considered raw. So, you know, when you bake it in the muffins, when you fry the chicken in it, when you fry the eggs in it, now that's cooking it, and so you are losing a little bit of the nutritional benefit that that Dave spoke about that we're going to recap here in just a second. But when you just melt it a little bit and So you can use it on warm food and it's still considered raw. And then our friend Eric Neese, which many of you know or have heard him on conference calls or seen him on the website, he's so funny. He sticks a spoon in the jar and just eats it like a popsicle, and he likes it so much like that. That's a little too intense for me, but I think you've done that in the past, haven't you, Dave?
You know, Eric has, like, frozen two spoonfuls before and tried to get me to do that popsicle thing. I know that Ian does something crazy. He mixes it with activated barley, puts it into a baggie, and then as he's riding his bike 40 miles, he bites off a corner of the baggie and sucks on it like peanut butter.
Ah, uh-huh. I bet that is incredible energy paste.
That's how I originally started making the faux peanut butter. It started with Ian's marathon recipe.
Oh, awesome. Another thing that you can do to kind of say if you want to hide it from your family or hide it from your kids is you can put it in a smoothie. Just throw it in the blender, and the blender will homogenize it, if you will.
Do what I do. Add some butter, too. What about that?
Oh, exactly. I totally forgot about that. If you want to, if you're not 100% comfortable with it, you want to go half and half, half butter, half coconut oil, spread that on your toast, do your eggs with that or your stir-fried vegetables, and that's a great way to do it, too, because it takes on the flavor of the butter.
Yeah, and I know that, like, you and Eric like it in smoothies. I think it gets a little chunky for me.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want people calling and go, what are you talking about?
God, this is disgusting. Yeah. But, well, that pretty much takes us through, you know, the content of the questions that I put together. Did you have anything else that came to mind or that you'd like to recap with us real quick? Like maybe, again, just touch on some of the benefits of taking it raw.
Yeah, I like people who are having thyroid issues to rub it, you know, in and around on, you know, around their throat and around the soft areas, you know, where you, inside of your thighs and behind your arms, and it will be absorbed transdermally and help stimulate the thyroid. So if you don't like the taste of it and you're doing it for the thyroid, we have options.
Exactly, exactly.
So any last words from you other than the smell is phenomenal? The taste is really, really quick to adjust to, like really quick. Like at first, I guess I could tell the story about our friends in Germany. I had given them for Christmas some coconut oil and told them all about it, and they were so excited they couldn't wait to get home and tried it, and the first thing they made with it, they hated it because it tasted like coconuts, and they just weren't used to that.
Right.
So, the next year we went back and I told them, you know, oh, I'm so sorry, I won't get you coconut oil again. I know that wasn't a very good gift, you know, since you didn't like it. And said, we have the funniest story. All we use in our house now is virgin coconut oil. They said, but we didn't know it because my daughter had taken over the cooking duties, and she just saw cooking oil. You know, she just saw, you know, coconut oil, and she just used it for cooking all of the things that we've had for months. And then one day she said, where do I order the coconut oil? Because we're out. And they all started laughing. So apparently they got used to it without even knowing it.
Right.
So,
yeah. No, it is. It's really mild, you know. At first you think, I don't want my eggs tasting like coconut, or I don't want my fried chicken, you know, having a mild coconut flavor. But it's really good. It's really good because I know fried chicken. I'm from Texas, but it's really good.
Right on. Well, I know that it took me about probably 6 months to go through my big jug of it. And you said you have one at your house too?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably been working on mine for 6 or so months. I don't cook that often at home. I, you know, so I haven't been using it as fast as I probably should. But I'm gonna get it out and use it more and more.
We need to inspire you to use that coconut oil a little more. Even, you know, like you said, it's cool that you use it, you know, for your legs. And I don't know whether you know, you're into taking baths or not, but I love it when I want a relaxing bath and my skin's a little dry. It's pretty awesome. And like I said, there's so many other uses that you'll find some and you'll tell us, whether it's a new recipe or whatever it might be.
Exactly. So, yeah, if anyone has any testimonials of what they would like to share and how they use the tropic oil, please email them in to info@phporder.com, and or you could call it in and we can mail you a testimonial form. So we would love to hear stories about how you've incorporated it into your and your family's life. So that'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, Amy, I want to thank you for taking us through all those questions. Those are really good questions. I know those are the questions that people probably had. But just in case you missed one or two, why don't you give people all the wrap-up, and then we'll, again, we need everybody to hit *6 so that we don't have to listen to your background, because it makes it really difficult. But why don't you tell everybody what they have to do to prepare for us to start to take questions and answers?
Yeah, well, let me briefly go over how to re-access this call if you missed something and want to listen to it again, or you want to share it with a friend or family member. The first way is by calling the replay line starting tomorrow, and that number is 212-461-8911. Again, 212-461-8911. Also, we will post this on the website where it will be archived, as well as if we have your email address on file, we'll email you out a web link. So please share the information if you find it helpful and useful. And again, hit *6. That will put you in mute mode. If you would like to ask a question, you just hit *6 again, and that will allow you to speak freely. So we're going to go ahead and open up the line and see if there's any questions out there. So, any questions tonight? Go ahead. No. Any questions about the coconut oil tonight?
I do. Is it okay to store it in the refrigerator?
Dave, do you want to answer that?
It is absolutely okay to store it in the refrigerator.
I will caution you that what I do, I do have mine in the refrigerator, but I have a little bottle. I have a little bit out because it gets so hard that it,
yeah,
you almost have to chisel it when it's in the refrigerator. So I keep a little bit out at room temperature, and then I keep my bigger container in the refrigerator.
Okay. And on the 14-day fast, you recommend about 3 teaspoons of the coconut oil, of the tropical oil. Would it
Correct.
Be detrimental to take more than that?
Yes, you can take more than that during the fast. It's a great energy source, and it helps your body to get rid of parasites. So it's a great time if you're going to take above the recommended dose of 1 tablespoon during the fast is the time to do that.
That's great. And I do have a little anecdote that you might enjoy very much. I was busy decanting from my big gallon container, and my kitten is absolutely dilly about the coconut oil. She licks my hand. She can't wait for me to give her a little.
I have a dog named Maggie, and she got a little too close to my container that I was using for massage, and so then I had to donate that container to her because she started licking it, and she loves it too.
Yeah, animals really know.
They do, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it's great for them. It's great for their coat. I mean, everything that it does for us, it does for them. It's wonderful for them.
Good. Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah, for nail fungus, can you use the coconut oil? I mean, can you use the ionic element with the coconut oil? Because I think when that the ionic element first came out, the guy said that you could use it for like nail fungus.
Yeah, make yourself a little combo of the coconut oil, which will sort of emulsify, and then, you know, add the minerals and just rub it right on.
Just mix it with the minerals and mix it in. Anything else for that? Anything else? That's the two.
Internally, you want to take the virusher, you know, and I think that and the...
And I'll take what's recommended, like 3 a day or whatever for the virusher, or, you know...
I think on the virusher for the nail fungus, you're taking like 6 a day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
I have a question. I'm Scott in Phoenix. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. How are you tonight?
Fine. Hey, listen. Can you use the oil for a skin lotion, a hand lotion type of product?
Absolutely. Yep.
And, you know, I know a girl who mixes about 10% shea oil in with her coconut oil.
Hello?
And for her hands, and she loves it. You know, she says that's her favorite.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No worries.
Amen, Dave. I'm Mary. Coconut oil, would it be very good for the lungs as far as lubricating them against colds and with the immune system?
Well, you're very, very correct. There's a study that showed that coconut oil helps trap the airborne viruses and bacteria. So when you're in closed environments, coconut oil really helps protect your mucous membrane from invading bodies. So that's a very good question. It sounds like you used to listen to me on the radio.
I do, and I'm a holistic 25 years.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because that's one of the things we used to talk about is, you know, the antiviral and antifungal effect from airborne stuff during the wintertime in New York. So good stuff.
Yes, I'll be ordering some tomorrow.
Awesome. Any other questions tonight?
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question.
Hi, go ahead.
It's Mildred in Miami.
Hi, Mildred.
Is there any way of, or has this been taped that we could get a copy of it?
Well, it is going to be on the replay line. If you have access to a computer, do you have access to the internet?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
you have 1 week.
It is on the replay line, yeah, and it is going to be permanently archived on the web, and maybe you can't.
You have to have some friend who you could convince to record it for you if you want it recorded, because we all know somebody who could do that for us.
A CD burner who could maybe burn it for you on the the web.
Okay. Burner.
Yes, if you know somebody who has a CD burner and who is hooked up to the internet, then they could do it for you fairly easily.
And it will be on the replay line for an entire week on the telephone.
It's absolutely free. You won't be arrested for piracy or nothing.
Also, she could call the line for the rest of the 6 days and record it with a recorder.
Oh, great idea. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that I thought maybe I could do.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Beautiful suggestion. Thank you. She has 1 full week to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Can
Amy give her that number again?
The number is 212-461-8911.
Fantastic.
Extension.
No extension.
There'll be no extension this time.
Oh, maybe that's where I went wrong then.
No problem at all. On this one, you just call and it just starts talking.
Yeah. Any other questions tonight?
Hey, David. Dave, I was curious. The lady that just called and asked about the airborne, it guards against airborne illnesses. How do you use it for that? Is that ingested or rubbed on your throat?
You just eat it.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Yeah, beautiful.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to ask you if the Green Food Bible is already translated into Spanish?
Not yet. I'm sorry.
No, I just have a lot of friends that really don't speak it, and I would love to pass it, so I just wonder if you didn't have that.
Amy, do we have any of our, like, the CD translated by any chance?
Yes, I think that one of our members translated the CD or transcribed it and then translated it in Spanish. So let me see if I can find that. So why don't you call customer service tomorrow or email your request, and then when we find it, we can email it back to you or pop it in the mail to you.
And that will be a CD for what?
Well, it would be a transcribed, written version of the audio CD called The Healing Miracle of Green Foods.
Yes,
it's
yes.
like a 40-minute CD all about green foods. So,
oh, great. Yeah.
Like a condensed version of the Green Foods Bible.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Great.
I'll go tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Would that be, would the translated Spanish of the green food, I mean, the miracle of green food, can you maybe get that online?
Yeah, let me find it. It has not been proofed. I don't speak Spanish. Dave speaks it, but I don't think well enough to proof it. So it wouldn't be like polished, like print quality, but if everybody can understand and go with that, I would have no problem putting it up in the Spanish section on the website.
Okay, that'd be great. So I just
not me in Spanish, but you might not want to hear me in Spanish. So
no, no. You don't want to hear me in Spanish. Because I just ordered something for this Spanish person, and she was like, I was gonna give her the miracles of green food, but she's like, is it in Spanish? And I'm like, well, no.
No.
I guess she's more comfortable in, listening in Spanish, which is probably normal.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know that we do have some literature on the website in Spanish, right?
That I know. I gave her the whole food in Spanish, the whole food,
the whole food supplement brochure.
The brochure.
Cool.
So I gave her that.
Awesome.
So I ordered something for her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, let me find that, and then we will post it. And then if anyone doesn't have web access, just give us a call, and we can mail it to you.
Okay.
Great.
By the way, this is Joe from New Jersey. I just want you probably recognize my voice. I don't know.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend the checking. Although when you I'm doing accessing your checking account online with the website. Do you remember that? You wrote my name down?
Oh, right,
well,
right.
You know, and so you probably see so many people, hear so many people, you probably forget. But
right, but yeah, no, I have, Joe, yeah,
yes.
I see it right here.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Great, thank
have
you.
Have a good night.
Bye then.
Amy, don't get it mixed up with Joseph from Washington.
Okay, there's a lot of Joseph.
Okay.
Cool. Any other questions out there tonight?
We have a lot of Josephs, but no regular Joes.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Dave.
Yep.
I'd like to know if you scheduled any time to come back to New York, and if you're going to be on the radio, when is your diabetic book coming out?
Well, I would love to come back to New York. Amy has encouraged me to do so. I'm working with my...
Bring Amy this time.
With my people to, I think I'll send Amy this time, and I'll stay home. But the bottom line is that we're working on that, and it's a really busy schedule. I apologize. We are working on getting in, into some more media, so stay tuned for that. And so as far as the next book, I'm working on it as we speak. It's getting close, so stay tuned.
Okay.
And Dave, do we have permission to broadcast, like to a selected audience, your weekly presentations?
You can. It is always important that they know that we're not doctors, or not prescribing or seeking to cure anything. We're just offering information and knowledge.
Understood.
And as long as that's the auspices that it's, put out there, you definitely can share this with others, and Amy can tell you the best ways to do that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in with us tonight and learning all about the coconut oil, and thank you, Dave, again, for all the great information. So, again, that call will be available starting tomorrow on the replay line. It'll be running for 1 week. That number is 212-461-8911. So please check it out, or please check it out on our website under education. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back next week with you. And until then, I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. And Amy, thank you once again. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, because there is a holiday on Monday.
Oh,
be
that's
safe.
Right.
Take care of yourselves. We'll look forward to seeing you 1 week from today.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you. Good night.